This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. One of the most high-profile chefs in Texas has a new restaurant in Austin. Fort Worth chef Tim Love. He opened the Lonesome Dove Western Bistro in the Warehouse District over the summer. And Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom takes a look at it in his latest review, and he's here now to talk about it. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
You know, I said he's a famous chef, but I'm sure there are a ton of people who don't know who Tim Love is. Tell me about him and why he's here.
So Tim got his start in Fort Worth, as you mentioned, but he is also one of the founders of the Austin Food and Wine Festival here. He's also the official festival chef at the Austin City Limits Festival. So he's got a bit of a foothold here. He's got a national presence. He's on a CNBC show. So he's no stranger to people around the country and especially people here in Texas.
Yeah, I see him popping up on other various reality food competition shows. So is this another downtown steakhouse?
You know, we have more than a few of those. I guess we need another downtown steakhouse about as badly as we need some more road construction downtown.
Right.
So fortunately, this isn't a straight-ahead steakhouse. There are steaks and chops, but it's kind of a wild game place, but with a real Texas flair.
How so? What is it like?
You know, I was in there with my date the other evening, and she looked around kind of in awe and said, I really feel like I'm in Texas. And she's lived here for a couple years, so she's no stranger to Texas. But this is kind of the idea that probably outsiders have of Texas and maybe the idea that Austinites have of Dallas. You know, there's taxidermy on the walls, there's some animal hide, there are little miniature Texas flags that come out in some of the appetizers. The wine list has a bunch of big, muscular red wines. There's kind of the boisterous business bro crowd there. But it does have a little bit of subtlety to it, I will say that.
What is the menu like? I mean,
you know, those miniature Texas flags I mentioned, they come out planted in elk and foie gras sliders, for instance, which are some appetizers. There's also some creme fraiche dabbled rabbit and rattlesnake sausage, which are really good, and made with Love's proprietary wild game rub. So you've got game like that. You also have rabbit three ways was one of the really nice entrees we had. There was grilled tenderloin. There was confit leg wrapped in this crunchy sheath. And then it was stuffed inside a really decadent shepherd's pie. So we're talking real cattle baron food here. You know, if you see Love do one of his famous grilling demos at the Food and Wine Festival, he's kind of saucy and bold. And
he's hitting the sauce while
he's doing a little bit of that. And the food does have that kind of saucy swagger that you expect from Love. A little bit too much sauce at times. Some really tender, nice wild boar ribs, but a little bit too much sweet barbecue sauce on them. And then a really great signature dish they have is a garlic stuffed grilled tenderloin, but that was sitting in a bit of a pool of sauce, so they need to pull back a little bit on the sauce there. Not surprisingly, several of the desserts at Lonesome Dove also have booze in them. There is a coffee drink spiked with tequila and vodka, and there's this really great banana cream pie. It has a sugar cookie crust, and then it's topped with a charred, naturally, bourbon marshmallow. It's a nice way to end a meal.
Wow. What are the prices like?
The prices kind of are suited for a date night or an expense account meal. The entrees run between mid-30s to high-40s. The appetizers are in that $15 range, etc. So you might spend a couple $100 on a dinner for two if you're having wine and desserts.
Overall, do you like the place?
You know, I do. I was pleasantly surprised. It does have a bit of that Texas, the ride kind of feel for a restaurant. You might want to take out-of-towners there who are looking for that, the J.R. Ewing idea of Texas. But again, as I said, it is a little more subtle than that. It's not quite what we're used to in Austin, but I think it is what a lot of people expect of Texas.
All right. Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. You can read his review at austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew, thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the coyotes wail along the trail. Deep in the heart of Texas, the rabbits rush around the brush. Deep in the heart of Texas.